your net worth is your network. So if you know the right people and you know, you cultivate relationships everywhere you go, you never know when that relationship is going to be the one that points you in the right direction.
Net worth is your network. That's a great way of putting it. So that's free, right?
That's free. Go ahead and take that one.
I'm Joe Seemandel, and welcome to Raven Conversations. And I strap yourselves in and buckle up, because I don't know if you've ever met Jesse Morgan, but he is definitely a hoot. I've known Jesse, gosh, since you were a second lieutenant. So he's here today to talk about kind of his Guard career, you know, being an IO, an information operations guy, military intelligence guy, as well as just being an awesome guy to hang out with. You're probably one of my best friends in the Guard. I absolutely love spending time with you, man. So thanks for coming on.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah, so intro background yourself, Jesse. I can give him that, but I think you're probably the best guy to do it.
So. Sure. So I'm kind of a late bloomer to the Guard and the military in general. I didn't join until I actually went to reception at basic training at 28. didn't tell anybody, obviously, for obvious reasons. And so before that, I was I worked in the co-op industry. So I sold propane and propane accessories, just like Hank Hill. So I did that for a number of years right after college. Did the basic training OCS thing down at Fort Benning. Had a lovely time. And then came back and was MDA for another 5-6 years before switching over to the full-time side in the Guard.
Yeah. So so what was the thing that made you learn about the, or how'd you learn about the Guard? Like, what was the thing that kind of brought you here?
So it was kind of a, I was looking around at different ways to get in the military, because it was kind of the point of my life where it was either, either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. Cause I was actually still in decent shape then. And so it was really a, either I'm going to do it or I'm never going to go. Yeah. And I've always wanted to serve in the military. And so after talking to my wife, and we didn't want to do the move around the country thing. We wanted to serve in our local community. We've seen, so we live in the Chehalis area. So we've seen National Guard people out when it floods and when it does all sorts of different community serving things. Yeah. And that's what I wanted to be a part of. I wanted to be in the local community, not have to move to different states, and that really just appealed to where we wanted to be in our lives.
Yeah. So now what I always find funny, and I've known Jesse, honestly, I've known Jesse, gosh, from my first company command in 2014, I think you came in, about halfway through my command.
13-14?
Yeah, 13-14, and we just kind of started talking. We find out we're both at Central Washington University at the same time.
Go Wildcats.
We never have any crossover because I was an ROTC. You were just a traditional college student. Mm-hmm. We first started, you know, we've kind of always been in small schools too. Our kids actually are in competitive schools, which is really funny, seeing you at track meets. Even though our kids don't actually do the same events, it's still pretty funny to see. Mm-hmm. We're roughly the same age, but you decided to join. I joined 10 years before you, so it was really weird being like, hey, we're the same age, but right. I'm a commander and you're my lieutenant at this point. So,
right. It was an interesting dynamic because it felt like we were peers, and yet there's the power dynamic of company commander, lieutenant. And honestly, it never felt awkward for me because it was always a mutual respect thing, and we were able to... I was able to learn a ton from you, and you always treated me like I was a person, not a dumb lieutenant.
Yeah,
which I've been a dumb lieutenant.
I always joke with you because you and your wife have been married 20 plus years.
20 this year.
20 this year. I always see her post photos of you guys as young kids, and I always joked like we have a Backstreet Boys singer here, very much like myself. My wife says the same thing, like. Off my high school photos, but that was just the era, right? I mean, we all had to have those glam shots. So.
Oh yeah, I don't know what to say about that. Actually, funnily enough, my wife has no family photos in the front living room, but she keeps a mock photo of me when I was in high school, and it's like a big 8x10, and so everybody that comes in is like, why is there a picture of you in the living room
with frosted tips and the backwards?
Oh, like, yeah, it was full on boy band with the look and the
yeah. So back to the military side, we could go on a tangent about that. Why MI? Why did you choose MI of all the branches you could do?
So I wanted to do something. I mean, honestly, it sounded the smartest, and I was like, hey, I want to be smart. That's smart, because I didn't know anything about the branches. I didn't know what they did, yeah. And really, neither did my recruiter. He's like, you can do these things.
Yeah.
And there was an opening, and I said, okay, I'll do that.
Really cool.
So it was definitely a learn as I go along, and it, you know, sometimes you luck into good decisions. And I think that was one of the ones where I kind of lucked into a good decision.
Yeah, I think so, because I think you had a a knack for it. And that kind of drove you into information operations. Talk about kind of your experiences there. I know you were on a deployment. We don't have to get into too much depth in that one, obviously. But just talk about what it is you with information operations, what you do as a fellow IO person as well. I think we do incredible things, you know, across the world, especially in the 56 with MI and IO and PA. So kind of give your kind of 2 cents on that.
Sure. The marriage between Intel and IO is there's a lot of synergy between the two, because there's a lot of study, a lot of getting to know people and knowing how they think and how they operate before you can even go into I'm gonna try to influence a decision or try to get into their decision space.
Yeah.
So it's a really good like baseline training to go Intel to IO. So that what I love about IO is you can take it any direction you want. There's so many different ways you can go, and it's how creative can you be?
Yeah.
How creative can you think in somebody else's head and then start working towards bringing them over to your side and thinking in the same direction as you?
Yeah. Because IO is a function area, what even made you think like, hey, I really want to do this thing? Like, obviously being in the 56 is probably part of it, but there's probably also officers out that are like, what's a function area? What is this? Like, how do I even get into this? So
yeah. So it was actually right at the end of my, company command time at BCO 341st. So it really felt like I was following in Joe C. Mandel's.
You did a little bit.
I was just like, there's your step, and I'd step over there and then step over there. And so it was coming to the end of my company command time. I got some really good advice from some of my awesome mentors, like Colonel DeGroof. She was definitely the one that sat me down. It was at an exercise at Panther Strike down in Utah, when we started talking about, okay, Jesse, what's your next step?
Yeah.
And she pulled out the list and said, hey, these are some different places you can go. I don't know if you've ever thought about it or heard about it or know anything about it, but there's this IO slot, and I think you'd be great for it. And so she told me a little bit about it, how it works, how it's a functional area, and it really appealed to me that it took care of some of my education requirements from the military, which is kind of awesome.
Yeah.
And so I do think that's a function of having the right people in your life and asking the questions and knowing that people are genuinely looking out for you.
Yeah.
And she pushed me in that direction and was like, yep, that's the one. So I moved over there, and it was kind of a whirlwind from there, because I went directly to, I think I drilled one or two times with 156 before I mobed.
Yeah.
So it went straight from there to FA-30 school and then right directly into the MOB, which was amazing experience.
Like, yeah.
Getting to go around to see basically the entire CENTCOM AOR going, and I think I hit 7 different countries while I was there.
And you were on that MOB with a previous guest, Chief Rose, Andrew Rose, who phenomenally funny guy too.
Oh yeah,
lots of probably one of the most knowledgeable Intel warrant officers.
Got that radio voice.
Got that radio voice, that real deep raspy thing. I can't do it.
No.
It was a fun crew, right? The people you were with on that MOB too.
Yeah, it was a fun crew. We had a lot of good experienced people, and so we were able to do some things that they normally don't get to do. and like get to go out with some of the different special forces units and, yeah. and see what they do and be able to operate at their level and see what it's like really at the ground level.
Yeah.
Which is, it's really exciting.
And then you had a chance to work full time for Colonel Osmer for a little while, mm-hmm. another previous guest, probably one of the best leaders I think the Army Guard has had in the last few years. Talk about that experience, just getting to work directly with the J or the G3 and really kind of learn from him on an everyday basis.
And the most viewed Raven conversation
that is
of all
true.
Time.
That is very true. I think we're at 100,000 with his video. So.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, amazing leader and an amazing mentor, too. So the experience, again, that was one of those things where I was looking for a full-time position, looking to jump into the AGR system and work there. And it came out of an interview. I happened to come out second in the interview, yeah. and they said, you didn't get this, but I think I know where you need to be.
Yeah.
And so having those people looking out for you, really your net worth is your network. So if you know the right people and you know you cultivate relationships everywhere you go, you never know when that relationship is going to be the one that points you in the right direction.
Net worth is your network. That's a great way of putting it. So that's free, right?
That's free. Go ahead and take that one.
And
just being able to spend time in that position, it really expanded my knowledge on the Guard and the military as a whole. Because as a senior captain, junior major, you don't get to sit in conversations with a room full of colonels talking about strategic level National Guard Bureau type yeah. efforts and why the force structure is changing or what's changing, how it's changing, how are we going to try to affect it, and being able to sit in those conversations and honestly every once in a while I'd be like, hey, yeah, can I say something?
The hand goes up.
And they look at me and they're like, what do you have to say?
Yeah.
Which is, you don't get that normally.
Yeah. And I always kind of hark back with Colonel Osmer to 2015, I think even 2014, when we were looking at the force structure, right? Like we've got all these misfit toys, is what we would call them, within the 341st and the 122nd and the 156. And it just so happened on a run, you know, I was talking with the then, you know, Assistant Firo who was working for Colonel Osmer, and we came back and we whiteboarded it with him. And I think he always had that vision to hear people and kind of take what they had, you mm-hmm. know, and say, hey, I think this is something that we might want to look into because it's coming from not a top level, but more of a mid to ground level. So what could be the future of the Guard? So that he always was good at that stuff. So
yeah. And it's always been, I guess my professional mantra has always been, I'm looking for the right answer. I'm not looking for my answer. And I think working for Colonel Osmer was absolutely reinforced that tenfold.
Yeah.
It was never about what my agenda is and what I want to get done. It's about what the right answer is. And it doesn't matter where it comes from because everybody's got good ideas. And yep. And turns out we have a whole lot of smart people in the Guard.
Yes.
And so you never know where the right answer is going to come from.
Yeah, that is very true. Switch topics. So, yeah, we talk kids, you know, and you help coach your kids in running. You've got phenomenal runners. I think your son is a senior next year?
He's a sophomore this year.
Junior next year.
Yeah, just finished track season.
Yep.
I missed out on going to state by one place.
Yeah.
It was real close.
Yeah. But you were a big runner in high school mm-hmm. and kind of helped coach, the cross country team in ADNA.
Yep. So I grew up in a small town, small school, graduated with 19 kids, which was an amazing experience cause I could do everything. And, yep. and that's kind of how I grew up. So big family growing up, it was one sister and then six boys, and I was the youngest of the six boys, and so the atmosphere in the household was mm-hmm. it was compete in everything,
yeah,
whether it's like a sport or doing something with music or throwing a ball against the wall, or we used to have juggling contests. Like it was anything and everything. And so growing up, it was, and being the youngest, it was little brother syndrome. Like if I didn't get good at it quick enough, then I got to be sidelined.
Yeah,
I didn't get to play. So it was getting good at things was kind of my claim to fame, which going to a small school was perfect because every opportunity is open.
You
you want to play a sport, you're in. You're on the team. You want to be in a club? Yep, you're on the team.
Yeah.
So it's always, and I never lacked for things to do or things to be busy with, and it was really like my day typically started at 4:30, and I didn't get home until usually around 8, and it was wall to wall all day long, and I loved every minute of it. So track was my main effort. I did some track in college, did the decathlon in college, and which again, it's one of those things where can you be good at everything? Sure,
yeah,
I can be good at everything. I'm not going to be great at anything. But I can get good enough to be competitive.
You're good at 10 events. You're not great at any of them, but you're good at all of them.
Sure not. So after college, I went back to my wife's hometown of Onalaska, started coaching track there, coached high school track for a number of years there. Great experience. Got to coach some really high-level athletes.
Yeah.
So that was a great experience. And I think I learned a lot about peopling there. It's interesting to get all the high school personalities and all their weirdness and be able to funnel that into something productive.
Yeah, and on Alaska, very much like Rainier, is a very small town that is not far off of I-5 or far from any big city, but it's just far enough where it's like you're like, where is that? Like,
right.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was always on Alaska. Wait, you're from Alaska?
No, that's what they would
say.
It's
a town that's on Alaska.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of like Adna, right? It's not super far off of anything. Like, it's pretty close to the freeway.
Right, 5 miles off the freeway, but like forever from society.
Yeah. It's 15 minutes from Chehalis, but you're like, oh, that's middle of nowhere. So, but that's, I think those are some of the best opportunities too, because kids kind of learn to be good at everything but not great at anything. And when they do turn out to be great at something, they're like, wow, like you can excel because you're given as many opportunities as you can. So
right, which turn lends itself really well to the military in general. Being an officer in the military, I'm not supposed to be great at anything, but I'm supposed to be dangerous in everything. And so between growing up, I think military was a natural fit coming from that environment and coming in, especially IO, where you have to know a little bit about everything, and if you know too much, then you can rabbit hole really fast.
Yeah, that is true. And then singing as well. You're starting to bring singing into it. People are like, "Hey, you should have Major Morgan sing for your ceremonies."
I'm in. Let's send it.
What? How did you get involved in that?
I grew up singing, church singing, and singing around the house. My mom was a big singer. That's actually, so my grandma met my grandpa. She was singing on a train as he was shipping out to World War II.
Oh, wow.
And so that's actually how they met. He looked up, she was singing, and he was like, that's mine. I'm going after her.
That just that moment in time.
Yep.
On a train heading out.
Yep.
That's a pretty cool story.
Yeah.
What'd your grandpa do in World War II?
He was grunting it up. He was the classic, I'm going to make sergeant and then make my way back to private, back and forth a couple of times. I think he was on Utah Beach. That's okay. Where he came in.
Yeah. And then made it home. And
his only story that he would ever tell us, he wouldn't tell us stories at all. But the only one was that he was really good at digging foxholes.
Yeah. And it's tough to pull those stories out every once in a while. Mm. So I appreciate at least trying, because those are not the easiest stories.
Yeah, we try.
Yeah. So grandpa's still around, or?
No, grandpa passed about 12 years ago.
Okay. So, but at least you were able to be with him when he was still alive and still able to share something. So.
Yeah, especially how low I was in the cousin totem pole.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, any advice, Jesse, you want to give to anybody watching? I mean, you've kind of given us a lot of everything. And that's a little bit of everything.
That's
what I do. I love it.
I think that the biggest piece of advice, go back to the network is your net worth.
Yeah.
I think everybody you encounter has something to give you.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody that I've encountered in my life that hasn't given me something that I can use in my life. And so treating everybody with the respect and the kindness and the openness to be able to learn from them has been huge in my life.
Yeah. So. No, I kind of, you know, I go back to that too. I think you hit it. I think in that first company command, I look back and I had you as a lieutenant. I had Kelly Mead as lieutenant. Alexis Stoffer as lieutenant. Like, and I look now and all three of you are majors still serving or about to get out. You know, I think Kelly's on the verge of retirement. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of look back and I think, man, you guys were all second lieutenants. And I was so lucky to have all of you guys. And you're, you know, I was thinking as you were saying, like, oh, you kind of followed in my footsteps where I would step, you would step. It's always felt like Dave Grun and you were kind of right behind me, but I was always following Casey DeGroof and where she was going, because it was like, you just find those mentors and you say, hey, I think this is the person I want to follow. So,
right. And you see like somebody being successful, somebody doing all the things you want to see in your life. And you're like, yeah, I want that. And it's nice in the military because it's not hard to see the path because you see people walking it all the time.
Yeah, especially in the Guard because you get to build those relationships over time. So now I appreciate coming out, Jesse. Truly, I always love talking with you. I always find it funny that our paths have probably crossed 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. We're both from small schools. Both went to the same college at the same time. We've served in the Guard for so long together now, but we just never met until, you know, you were assigned to my unit. So... which was crazy. You could have been assigned anywhere across the state. So, but I appreciate you being in the Guard. I always love talking with you. It's always good to joke with you. So it's always good to have good friends in the Guard. So,
So
if you like the video, give it a like, subscribe for future videos and comment if you got anything below. And Jesse, once again, I appreciate it, brother. Always.
Thanks, brother.